Belinda Audio and Canongate Books present this unabridged recording of
My Name is Why by Lem Sisse, read for you by the author, Richard Burnip and Zoe Mills. The two most important days in your life are the day you are born and the day you find out why. Anonymous, attributed to Mark Twain. I am the bull in the china shop, with all my strength and will. As a storm smashed the teacups, I stood still. Preface. At 14, I tattooed the initials of what I thought was my name into my hand. The tattoo's still there, but it wasn't my name. It's a reminder that I've been somewhere I should never have been. I was not who I thought I was. The authority knew it, but I didn't. The authority had been writing reports about me from the day I was born. My first footsteps were followed by the click-clack-clack of a typewriter. The boy is walking. My first words were recorded, click-clack-clack. The boy has learned to talk. Fingers were poised above a typewriter, waiting for whatever happened next. The boy is adapting. Papers zipped from typewriters and into files. The files slipped into folders under the S section of a tall metal filing cabinet. For 18 years, this process repeated over and over again. Click, clack, clack. Secret meetings were held. The folders were taken out and placed on tables surrounded by men and women from the authority. Decisions were made. Put him here. Move him there. Shall we try drugs? Try this. Try that. After 18 years of experimentation, the authority threw me out. It locked the doors securely behind me and hid files in a data company called the Iron Mountain. So I wrote to the authority and hand-delivered the letter. The reply informed me I had to write to customer services. I wrote to customer services. Customer services replied to say they were not permitted to release the files. The authority placed me with incapable foster parents. It imprisoned me. It moved me from institution to institution. And yet now, at 18 years old, I had no history, no witnesses, no family. In 2015, following a 30-year campaign to get my records, the chief executive of Wigan Council, Donna Hall, wrote me a letter. She had them. She had the files. Within a few months, I received four thick folders of documents marked A, B, C, and D. Click, clack, clack. On reading them, I knew. I took the authorities to court. How does a government steal a child and then imprison him? How does it keep it a secret? This story is how. It is for my brothers and sisters on my mother's side and my father's side. This is for my mother and father and my aunts and uncles and for Ethiopians.